Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Moving to Florida show. I am your host, Judson Osmond, along with co-host Mohit Badlani. Mo, how are you today?
Good. How are you?
I am doing good, man. We were chatting a little bit there before we started recording and just kind of catching up. And I realized that maybe we just need to let our audience know, you know, what's been going on, what we've been up to, right? I feel like we've had kind of a series of interviews back to back to back. So
right.
Hadn't had much time to visit and chat with you guys.
Right, right. I think I'm sleep deprived for a few weeks.
What's been going on?
My wife and kids are on vacation, so they went to Houston, and I'm probably, this show is going to come out after I come back, so I'm surprising them on the 16th. I'm leaving at 16th at night, going back at 18th at night. So this probably is going to be, you know, two weeks out this episode, so it won't be a surprise to them then. But yeah, that's the only time off I could get, because I'm closing on the 19th, then I'm closing on the 29th. So like, it's like every 10-15 days there's something going on. I mean, yeah. Obviously we, as a life of a realtor, especially in this market, I mean, it's nonstop.
Absolutely.
Something that I've noticed is buyers getting a little bit discouraged of where the market is. So some of the buyers are like, you know what, I'll just go ahead and rent again. And I hate hearing that, but I can understand and empathize with it, because it is nuts for someone who is buying for the first time, or maybe not buying for the first time, a little tight on cash. So you can't go $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 above asking price on a turnkey home. But other than that, it's been great. And knock on wood, it's been a solid month. I think next month will be even as solid, if not better. So I'm hopefully we can get this train keep going and it doesn't stop.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I hear what you're saying about, you know, some buyers getting discouraged. I have been seeing the same thing. And I mean, guys, the market is no joke. I mean, it is a strong seller's market. It's crazy when, you know, we'll see a new listing come on market on Friday, and literally in the, you know, there's basically a realtor remarks. It's a section that only the agents can see on the MLS.
Right.
And I've seen notes say things like, you know, showings allowed all day Saturday, all day Sunday. All offers will be reviewed Monday morning. No offers under asking price. Just to, you know,
just throwing it out there. Hey, don't even think about it.
No appraisal contingencies. No inspection periods. I mean, just all kinds of crazy things you see in those notes. But yeah, it's understandable how some buyers could get discouraged. And inventory's tight. On top of that, there's just not as many homes on the market as there have been. Yeah. It does also seem like maybe inventory's starting to pick up a little bit. Maybe there's a few more listings coming on market. So I think, you know, between the combination of some buyers starting to, you know, deciding just to rent again, and then maybe a little more inventory coming, we might see prices at least level off. I don't think we're going to see, you know, a decline in prices. Certainly not.
Oh, no.
But things at least will kind of maybe get a little less crazy.
And we're starting to see like lumber prices come down a little bit. They're now no longer in like 400%. Now they're just up 100%. But they're still up regardless
of
the...
Right. I did see something that said, you know, oh, lumber prices dropped 20% in June. Or no, what was it? 40%. Lumber prices dropped 40%. And you're like, well, they were up 400. So a 40% drop. They're still like, it's still like up 200. I'm not sure exactly where the math is there, but yeah.
They're still up. They're still historic highs on lumber. That means they're still getting delays. I know a lot of factories up in Canada, where I think that's where we mostly get our lumber from is Canada. And everyone's getting vaccinated and things of that nature. So factories are starting to open up a little bit more. And, you know, we're starting to see production back to, I wouldn't say back to how it was 2 years ago, but it's starting to climb up slowly but surely. Don't call me Shirley. That's a little joke for our airplane fans.
Yeah.
I'm starting to see that. I'm starting to see builders saying instead of 8 months, they're saying, okay, yeah, I think we can start saying 6 months now, 6 to 7 months.
Oh, that's awesome. I haven't seen that.
Yeah, I started seeing that, I think, a couple of weeks back. Well, I was talking to a sales guy over at DR Horton. He's like, yeah, we're starting to see, you know, 4 months, 5 months. but we're still telling people 6 months because you never know, because certain things do go on delay. Windows is a big delay. We've talked about that probably a dozen times, that Windows are still a delay. We can't get Windows or something like that. We were actually talking to one of our mutual clients, and she said, you know, we're not getting Windows in until next month, so we have a delay of a month. Coming to find out, they actually got their Windows delivered the next day. Which was pretty cool. So from that, you can tell, you know, things are starting to come back around, but it's not too there yet, but it's hopefully slowly but surely gets back up there.
Yep. And hey, those are not just a mutual client. They are listeners of the show, originally reached out to us because of the show. So shout out to you guys. Hopefully you will be in that home soon. I think August was their original projected, right?
Yeah, I still think it's going to be August. I think I'm going to swing by there sometime next week or in a week or two, and check out their homes, because I think we have two or three listeners that are under contract that are going to be coming up to closing within the next month or two. So I'm really excited about that.
That is exciting for sure. Hey, so I did a thing. We got theme park annual passes for the first time.
Which one?
SeaWorld.
All right. Yeah. Hey, that's a start. It's a start.
I think I had mentioned that we were looking at doing it before, but yeah, we got the SeaWorld and Aquatica passes. Oh, so cool. We kind of get, we still get the water park, you know, we're water park junkies, but we can get a little bit of roller coasters. Not that I can get my wife on one, but SeaWorld also has the Sesame Street land. So I mean, my son's 2.5, so that's perfect.
Right.
And we've been a couple of times. It's fun.
As brave as your wife is, I know your wife, she works at our office. As brave as she is, she's scared of roller coasters, or I don't want to say that.
She is not a fan of heights. She claims it's because she was maybe a bit of a wild child. She had a few rollovers when she was a teenager. She used to drive a Jeep, and
I see little so bumps and bruises here and there. That's okay.
Yeah, broken bones. Yeah, that's her reasoning. So she stays with the 2-year-old, and I, you know, try to go hop in the short lines.
The short lines. Let me get on that Kraken there at SeaWorld.
So we did. You know, we went on a family trip, and I didn't do any. You know, it was just the three of us, so I didn't do any roller coasters that day. Actually, it was for her birthday. I got the passes. I had some family come in and visit. So my 12-year-old nephew was here. So we did get to do all of the coasters.
Awesome.
At that time. So yeah, it was pretty nice. Mako is my favorite at SeaWorld. And of course the Orca show and all that. So it's been cool. Yeah. We're excited about it.
Cool. That's the first step. And then your son's going to ask for Disney passes.
I'm sure it'll happen.
It's coming up. And then when he turns 11 and 12, it's going to be Universal.
Yeah. And we're back to the coasters.
Then you're back to the coasters. That's awesome. 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 Well, I'm happy for you guys. You're going to enjoy SeaWorld. I think when I first came down here, there was no Aquatica or Discovery Cove over here. It was just SeaWorld. And when I first got here, that was one of the first passes. And it was like $100 for the whole year. It was really, really good deal back then. I think Disney does $260 for a 4-park pass. I'm throwing numbers out there. Maybe I'm right. Maybe I'm wrong. You're going to have to look it up.
You're talking a day, right?
Yeah, for a day. Yeah. But yeah, it's pretty reasonable if you're a Florida resident. If you want to get an annual pass, they're pretty reasonable. Yeah, I mean, if you have a family of 7 or 8 and you're getting passes for each one of them,
it can get expensive. Yeah,
it can get expensive. Yeah.
So SeaWorld, I think SeaWorld value wise is good, which, you know, I'm kind of a budget shopper sometimes. So it, you know, it stuck out to me, but it was actually did catch our passes on sale too. So awesome. SeaWorld doesn't have a Florida resident discount per se. Mm-hmm. But if you have to be a Florida resident to do their Easy Pay plan, so they have basically break it up into monthly payments instead of you just having to pay. I think it's around $400 for the year for the SeaWorld and Aquatica pass now, which there's different, you know, tiers that get different things. We got a silver pass because we get free parking with it, a little bit of a discount on food and stuff like that. And another thing that's cool at SeaWorld, you actually get free guest tickets. So with each of our passes, we got two free tickets. So like when I had family come in, we were actually able to take them to the park for free, which was pretty cool. I think it's like $16 a month for each of our passes. So I mean, pretty, you know, we've already been to, you know, SeaWorld twice and Aquatica once in the first month. So we're getting our money's worth.
That's just one day at Starbucks.
Right. Well, of course, that's you're going to spend money in the park too. Yeah, you're going to spend money in the park too. So it adds up. But yeah, man, we're enjoying it.
Good, good, good. I mean, when I first got here, SeaWorld used to be on there like every week or every twice a month or something. It was a lot of fun. And that's when they first started with Kraken, and the other one that you just mentioned wasn't around until like
Kraken, Mako. Yeah. So, I mean, I think that's, you know, they're trying to compete with Universal and Disney. So they started adding these bigger coasters. They actually have a new launch coaster that I think is supposed to open up this year called Icebreaker. Over in the wild Arctic section. So yeah, looking forward to that one. It's supposed to be, it's a launch coaster. So it goes like, you know, really fast, shoots you up like a vertical hill, and then you come backwards or something. So
cool.
Looks cool. Cool stuff. Looking forward to it.
How's the weather when you went recently?
Wet. It is no joke. We're apparently, Florida now has a monsoon season.
What is up with this?
It has been unseasonably wet, which today has actually been beautiful. It did rain a little bit today, but the sun was shining.
It's getting cloudy now.
Guys, it has rained like every day for the last month. I know the two podcast recordings when we had a guest on recently, it was like thunderstorm both of those.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, we did have Hurricane Elsa come through. About a week ago now, we had Hurricane Elsa come through. Mm-hmm. It was the Friday before that when we were at SeaWorld with my family. but you know what? The park wasn't super crowded. It wasn't bad for that. And we only had like one big torrential downpour that day. We were able to, for the most part, you know, enjoy the park, and we had a good time.
Good, good.
Yeah,
I mean,
it has been wet. We did have a hurricane come through, which we are going to get onto our topic of the day eventually, guys. and that is one of them. Dealing with the hurricanes and dealing with the heat here in Florida. That is what we actually wanted to come on and talk to you guys about. But apparently, we got to talk about dealing with the rain too.
Yep. I mean, I guess that's a Florida thing. In the summer, it's supposed to rain, but it's never been, not that I can recall, I've been here longer than you have, that it's rained consistently for hours at a time. Yep. And that is not normal for us. I mean, normal that I know of. I mean, I've been here only since 98, but
we normally get the like afternoon thunderstorm. I mean, it's very normal during the summertime. Like it seemed like you can almost set your clock by like 4 o'clock every day. Right, there's going to be a thunderstorm. Right. It's going to last 30 minutes and then it goes away.
I think we may have jinxed it when we started.
We talked about that. So we've had like a month of rain now. It seemed like when Hurricane Elsa came through that day, so like 4th of July, and then I think Elsa was here around Central Florida like the day after, the 2 days after. Those were like the driest days we had in 2 weeks when there was a tropical storm nearby.
Right. And it's been pretty loud. I mean, the thunders and the lightning, whatever we've been getting, it's just been really loud. Not only that, really wet at the same time, which, by the way, I think I kind of like when it does stop raining. The humidity is there, but it cools off the weather. My hair gets a little frizzy, but who cares? It's Florida. Yeah. But
hair does not get frizzy.
Can you tell the listeners why your hair does not get frizzy?
fair enough. This is a voice only podcast. I don't have a lot of hair up there.
I'm starting to get there. For the most part, I think it's been in the 80s for the last couple of weeks. I think this week was probably the hottest week I've felt so far, because it hasn't rained as much. But we've been getting, you know, in the 80s, 88, 89, which is not too bad. But then this week, today I was driving to Sanford. It was like 97 degrees outside. So I was like, all right, here's the July heat that I remember.
Yep.
No rain.
I looked here in Winter Garden at 3:30 today because I knew we were going to be talking about this, and it occurred to me, hey, what is the temperature? It was 88 degrees. 3:30 in the afternoon here, right in the middle of July as we record this.
That's crazy.
It is hotter normally.
Yeah, it usually is hotter. We've been getting a lot of overcast because of this rain, so I'm guessing that's probably one of the reasons why we've had cooler weather, not cold weather. It's just cooler weather. But I think it will help us with the drought. I don't think we've had a drought in a while, so this is probably going to help some of our lakes and ponds here get a little refresh.
Yeah, for sure. Well, so let's get on to our kind of topic of the day, dealing with Florida's heat and hurricanes. We've already kind of bounced around it and been alluding to it, but, you know, I've thought about doing this for a little while, you know, talking about the heat. Obviously, that's where we are. And I got to say, maybe it is just because of all the rain we've been having, but as I've been thinking about it, like, I really do think that you acclimate. I think you get used to it because it does not seem as hot as it was when I first moved here 5 years ago. And now, granted, I came from Louisiana. North Louisiana gets pretty warm too. You know, we would see days in the 100s during the summer. It was not uncommon. And believe it or not, even more humid than it is in Central Florida.
Right.
So, I mean, I was used to the heat already when we came here, but it seems like this year, especially, even before we got to this, you know, kind of rainy season we've had for the past month, I don't feel as hot as I used to. And I really do think that I've kind of acclimated. I've gotten used to it, which is kind of crazy to think about, but I really think it's a thing.
it definitely is. And, you know, like, you're absolutely right about it. I think it took me a couple years to adjust as well, because I'm coming from a cold climate like Chicago. And it was like, man, this is hot. It's like 78, 90, 80 degrees. It felt really warm for me because I wasn't used to it. And then the summer hit and it was like +6 with the humidity. And I'm like, all right, this is too much. But then after a while, you do get used to it. And then you kind of miss it. You miss the heat when it is cold on those 1 or 2 days in the winter. You kind of miss going to the heat. You miss going to the pool. So that, granted, you can go to the pool 10 out of the 12 months.
I got to tell you, so I have a listing here in my own neighborhood that's scheduled to close this Friday. The sellers have already moved. I went by to check on it earlier today. I was kind of checking on things. There's a pool in the backyard.
Yeah.
Man, it was looking tempting today. It's like, we're not recording the podcast till 6. I got a few hours. Maybe I should run home and grab my swimsuit. It was, I got to admit, it was looking tempting today.
Yep.
I got to share this. I just remembered I saved this last night when I was scrolling through things. I'm going to steal this from a Facebook group. I don't remember if we mentioned this Facebook group. I know we did a Facebook group post a little while back. So there's a Facebook group I'm in called Unseen Florida. It's a really cool group. There's a lot of different things that go on in this group. But if we didn't mention it before, shout out to it now. It's called Unseen Florida is a Facebook group I'm in. But I saw this post and it made me think of, you know, this that we're going to be talking about today. So it says, you know, you're in Florida in July when the birds have to use potholders to pull worms out of the ground. when the trees are whistling for the dogs. You got to think about that one for a second.
Yeah, right.
when the best parking place is determined by the shade instead of the distance. That's always when we go to the office. Actually. Yeah, same. When hot water now comes out of both taps. when you can make sun tea instantly.
Right.
When you learn that the seatbelt buckle makes a pretty good branding iron. I think we've been there before. When the temperature drops below 95 and you feel a little bit chilly.
True.
You do discover in July that it only takes 2 fingers to steer your car.
Yep.
Been there. You discover that you can get sunburned through your car window.
Absolutely.
Or you actually burn your hand opening the car door.
Yep.
You break a sweat the instant you step outside at 7:30 a.m. I thought this was funny. Your biggest bicycle wreck fear is, what if I get knocked out and end up lying on the pavement and cooked to death?
That's true.
Or you realize that asphalt has a liquid state.
Yeah.
The potatoes cook underground, so all you have to do is pull one out and add butter, salt, and pepper.
That's it.
It says, what a place to call home.
Yep.
Yeah, so it's really not that bad, guys, but I'm sorry. I thought that was funny. I had to share.
That was hilarious. That was awesome. Yeah, man, it can get really, really hot here, but I think that's a little bit over the top, but it's funny. It was funny.
Yeah. Well, and you know, they have been, you know, speaking of, I know they've been having a heat wave out in the, I believe on the West Coast, like around, you know, Oregon, like in the Northwest, it's been really hot up into the 100s. I don't know if I've ever seen a temperature in the 100s here in Central Florida anyway, which I did back home in Louisiana. We would see that sometimes during the summer. Right. It's definitely gotten close, you know, it will sometimes consistently stay like 97, 98, 99 for days at a time, it seems.
Right.
But, you know, like I said, I think you do get used to it. Personally, you know, I like to get outside and exercise, and just by nature of what I do, and especially having a young son, I don't ever get to, you know, I don't get to do those 6 a.m. runs or 6 a.m. bike rides or anything. It's always in the middle of the afternoon, it seems like, when I'm like, hey, I'm clear for the rest of the day. I can get out and, you know, do something. And of course, that's the heat of the day too. Maybe that's part of me getting accustomed to it, but I don't mind getting out there in it. It's fine. You're going to sweat either way. So.
Exactly.
Well, what about hurricanes? That is something else that we have to deal with. So we did have our first official hurricane of the year, Hurricane Elsa. They named it after a Disney princess. How about that?
I know. How about that? Aww.
Where did she want to go? Disney World.
Disney World.
So she actually
missed us.
Yeah, she missed us. She came in, went through the Gulf, and came in a little bit north of us. So she was a tropical storm, then a hurricane, then a Cat 1 hurricane, then weakened to a tropical storm, then back to a hurricane, and I think a tropical storm again before she made landfall.
Yep. It wasn't much over here, at least in Central Florida. We didn't get much of it of Elsa, but she did affect some of the northwest coast of Florida.
Kind of the Nature Coast area.
The Nature Coast, that whole area over there, which was, I think they, for the most part, it was just wind and rain. Lots of wind, lots of rain. The governor did, you know, state of emergency. He did declare that and like I guess I've been here too long, so it wasn't much.
Well, so you know, when they said, hey, there's a hurricane, it may hit us, did you rush out to the store and buy 80 cases of water and all the bread?
No, not really, because I had about 2.5 gallons, not gallons, what's it called, 2.5
the
bottles,
5 gallon,
yeah, 5 gallon bottles. I was like, all right, I'm set with that. I checked the fridge. I got some eggs. I'm good. I think I can manage. Wife and kids are in Houston, so I'm like, they don't need anything. I checked on my parents. I was like, make sure they had some stuff, and they're like, yeah, we're all good here. And my dad went to Walmart and picked up a few things and whatnot. That's
right. They're back in Florida now.
Yep, they're back in Florida. So they're like, oh man, we come back to Florida to a hurricane. I was like, they missed you. The hurricane missed you. But yeah, they know what to do. They've been here for long enough. So get yourself prepared, water, canned goods, batteries, all the essentials you would need if electricity ever shut off or anything like that.
Right. Yeah. So we did have, we're already past it now, and we may have mentioned it before, but we do have a tax-free hurricane supply weekend. So basically there's a list of, I don't think it's a list of items necessarily, but maybe a list of like categories that are tax-free for that weekend. And it happens just before hurricane season starts. And that's the idea, is that you can go out and buy those items that you might need, you know, for hurricane preparedness. So that's something cool that happens.
Right. And then you have most of the people hanging out at the Bass Pro Shop getting all those things.
I need fishing gear to be prepared in case the ditch floods.
Yep.
Well, same here. We did no hurricane prep. Kind of saw that it was, you know, hey, it might become a hurricane, but it's a pretty weak storm. I mean, here in Central Florida, we've told you guys that before, we get, you know, some gusts, and that's what it was the day of. We got like some wind gusts, less rain than we did for like the 2 weeks before.
Yep.
It seems, but, yeah, it wasn't too much to worry about. When they start saying Cat 3, Cat 4, Cat 5, I think that's when, you know, us Floridians really start paying attention to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But and things will shut down. I mean, that is, you know, being in real estate, we did see that happen. You know, one of the things that will happen is the insurance companies will not bind insurance when there's a storm that looks like it may hit. And I think it's for, you know, basically any part of Florida that it looks like the storm may go to, they shut things down. So like if you're, you know, buying a house, if you're scheduled to close and you can't get your insurance, you can't close on it.
Right.
You know, at least not if you're doing a loan. So that's something that, you know, that you do have to be aware of and go ahead and get your insurance set up early. Cause as long as you've got it bound, you're good. But
yeah,
definitely something to be aware of too.
You're absolutely right. That's happened to me, once before where the buyer didn't set up his insurance in time and we had to get an extension on top of the extension, cause it was hurricane back to back. So yeah, once they see another hurricane starting to form and one is that is closer to us, they'll stop, like you said, they'll stop binding insurance until it's all, you know, clear. But yeah, that happened to me, I think, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
During Irma. So
ooh, buddy, that was happens. Like 4 years ago.
Was it? Irma was 4 years ago? Oh, yeah, that was like 4 years ago. Yeah. So, yeah, when it first started, there you go.
Yep. And so there is something in our standard Florida contract for sale and purchase. There is a force majeure clause that can automatically extend the closing too. So if you got a closing date, and I think insurance is even mentioned in that, if you have a closing scheduled and the insurance can't be bound or, you know, there's storm damage or anything like that, closing can be extended, I think, automatically for 10 days.
Automatically.
Is how that term is phrased.
What is it, 2 days?
For 10 days.
For 10 days, yeah.
Yeah, and then, of course, I mean, you know, the buyers and sellers just have to, you know, they're all going to be understanding, like, hey, there's a hurricane, we can't close.
Hurricane,
you
guys.
Know? So, I mean, typically, you know, that situation happens. All the parties just have to come to an agreement and, you know, get it done as soon as they can.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, Mo, anything else you want to let our listeners know about?
No, we're all good. I'm excited to hear from you guys. If you guys have any questions, or you can reach us at our Moving to Florida Show hotline now by dropping a voicemail or text 407-900-5859. That's 407-900-5859. Or drop us a DM on Facebook or Instagram at Moving to Florida Show. And for Twitter, our handle is at Moving to FL Show. If you'd like to connect with us, if you have any questions, or if you need a realtor in Florida, you can reach us at movingtofloridashow@gmail.com. Be sure to subscribe to our show if you like our content so that it would automatically download to your device and get you one step closer to moving to Florida.